finish each other's sandwiches. It's a quote from our favorite show. Finish each other's sandwiches. Now we're coming for our own. As we always think the same. So for now, that's the name.
That's it.
That's the show. Thanks for listening, you guys.
I'm glad everybody came out for the show.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
And that was a good one.
Bye.
All right. See you later.
Damn it.
Hit the wrong thing.
Ignore it.
Yeah.
All right. So this is the start of the show, actually.
This is finish each other's...
Simiches. Simiches.
You go down to Old Pub, the Old Pub called the Hungry Toad.
Is there like a British thing for sandwiches? Like there's like submarines, there's like hoagies. Is there something British for that? Because then we can make it at the Hungry Toad.
They call them...
The Hungry Toad.
I'm trying to think of like a really disgusting way to say it, but I can't. No. I think they just we'll call them sandwiches. Later. Just so, like biscuits or cookies, but that's bullshit.
I'm Joe.
I'm Grace.
This is finish each other's sandwiches. And it's been a while.
Sandwiches. It has been a while because we've done a lot of things. We've been
traveling.
Joe's been doing a lot with his band.
Been banding.
Mm-hmm. Banding, disbanding, arm banding. Band-aids. Rock banding.
We did rock band. That's also something that we did.
While we were in New York, which is what this podcast is about. It's about fucking New York. So sit you guys down. We're going to talk to you about New York.
It's back to New York.
To lady to rest.
I burial with the father.
A mother in R. I remember you telling me about that video. Oh, and I was like, you and Derek were telling me about it. And yeah. I thought like, I don't understand why this is funny.
No.
And then I watched it and I like fell on the floor.
You put it best. It's like you have to watch it three times. And then by the third time, you're crying laughing.
It's true.
If you're not, you have no soul.
No, it's true.
We'll put the video up for reference in case you haven't seen it.
Because like you described it. I'm like, okay, I guess. And then I watched it and I was like, that's weird. And he's like, wait.
Yeah.
And then he replayed it and I was dying.
You can't explain it. You have to just see it.
This is a video that came out in like 2007. We're still referencing it.
Older than that.
It has to be. But when we saw it, that's when it was.
Yeah, that's when we saw it. Yeah. It's one of the older, remember like everyone like watches that one video. It's like about like Australia and like, I don't know, whatever. Yeah.
What the fuck, mate?
Yeah, that's like the original internet video.
I know. Somebody told me about that and I was like, this guy wasn't even funny. He told me about it. And I'm like, okay, I guess. You watch the internet. I watch the internet.
We all watch the internet.
Anyway, so.
This is about New York and our trip back home to the motherland. Even though neither one of us are from there.
Nobody is from there. It's the motherland for somebody else, not us.
Well, no, I mean, like, I feel like we still have friends and family.
Of course.
And stuff there.
Oh, that's
so
not
it
the
is,
issue.
It's a homeland, but it's not where we're from.
We don't, I thought about this earlier and I thought that we're just the kind of people who don't have like a distinct home. Like, you know, we're just like, we're meant to be other places.
Yeah. And but, I always said that. I was like, I never really felt like I had a home.
Exactly.
I've always just been like, I am wherever my home is. Like, that's my, whatever.
At the moment.
Yeah.
It's true. And that's what I thought. I actually thought it when we were riding our bikes tonight, which is what we did. And
we were really Denver today.
We were pretty Denver. We rode our bikes to an animal shelter.
No, we rode our bikes to like breweries and stuff. That's really the Denver thing
okay.
to do.
I was going to include the dogs, but yes, you're right. And then we rode our bikes to like a comedy show.
Yeah.
And then to meet our friends in Capitol Hill.
Mostly to avoid parking. That's like the biggest.
Yeah. We still barely even found parking.
With our bikes.
For our bikes. Yeah.
It's true. We did. We had to go like across the street to find like a bike rack for our bikes.
There's too many bikes and like electric cars attached to this. Like what
cars.
The fuck am I going to do?
They're plugged in.
Too many Fiats are parked here. I can't.
So the reason that we went back to New York, too late to rest, was to hang out with my little sister because it was her sweet 16.
Sweet 16.
And on Long Island, that is no joke.
Yeah, that's true.
That's where you go all out. It is basically
all
a
out,
wedding
balls out.
For kids.
Yes.
It's literally like that's the most extravagant thing. So if you're not from New York, Long Island area, and you don't know what sweet 16s are, just go to a wedding and that's exactly like that.
Hashtag wedding for children.
It really is. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean,
It's awesome. It's beautiful.
It's great.
It's sweet.
It's like a family thing, but it can get a little out of control. Yeah, this was not out of control.
Marissa's tasteful when she does
her
stuff.
No, she is. But. She did a good job. Hashtag shout out Marissa.
Hashtag sweet 16. Done. Doing it right.
So, but yeah, it was like a whole big to do. And like she had a dress and she had her hair done and they had like centerpieces and a DJ and like a theme and like a carol. A candle lighting ceremony and everything. And
a Christmas carol.
A Christmas carol ceremony. An Aunt Carol ceremony.
So they did like these candle things. They light 17 candles actually. There's like one for like good luck or something like that.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. But yeah, and everyone, like you give one to each family member or friends and stuff like that. And it was super sweet.
It was adorable. It was
and
amazing.
It was like really nice. And she had a candle for like everybody. She
had a surprise candle for us.
She had one for me and Grace, which was really, really, really sweet. And we were both crying our eyes out, trying to take pictures. And it was like just super sweet, really nice. And, it was just really touching, mm-hmm. But there was one is for, grandma, which is, Marissa's mother's mother, so it's a grandma from the mom's side.
For Nanny.
They call her Nanny. She's Nanny. And everybody gets a song on the way out. Ours was Wilco, which
Ours
was
is
really
Wilco.
Sweet.
Perfect.
And she said how hard it was to get the DJ
She's
to
like,
get that
song. She's like,
I
only know the one song.
Because, you know, no DJ has Wilco mixing on their Sweet 16 mixes.
No, no.
So yeah, she said it was hard. But when grandma came out, they played the theme song to The Nanny,
and she just walked out like, oh, this is nice, this is my
she, like,
song
did it, like, yeah,
it wasn't, she wasn't registering that she was literally coming out to Fran Drescher's theme song, like that
the
was
nanny,
the nanny. And then she walked back, she's like, did you get a picture? And then I asked her to take a picture of us, and she's like I don't know how to do this.
I'm doing a video.
But yeah, classic.
So sweet. And then like everybody wrote down cards and like mm-hmm. like everyone gave her cards and wrote down in like a book and yeah. it was really it's sweet. It really is.
Very sentimental.
It's a sweet, sweet 16.
And all the kids that were there were like in our late 20s, and when we were 16, we grew up like in the middle of nowhere. We didn't have people coming to our parties. I think I went to work and school and I didn't do anything special.
I know.
And
I mean, I didn't do anything. I'm a guy, so we don't have sweet 16s.
They were like, happy fucking birthday. Fuck you. Go fuck yourself.
Like I was on Long Island when I was 16, but I'm a dude, so they don't have that.
No, they
us.
Don't care. They're like happy sweet 16. Here's some more hair gel.
Here's your Axe body spray.
Here's a complimentary pizza with 16 pepperoni.
Welcome.
What? Also, on one of the cards,
yeah,
that
thank you.
A friend gave to Marissa, it said "Happy S16."
And when
Marissa,
you were so
busy, you couldn't write the word sweet out.
But then when he read it quickly, and we're like, happy 516. Like, how into Nassau County are you? Like,
happy 516.
Happy 516. Don't forget where you came from. Also, good job on being 16.
Good job. 16. You happy, made it, Marissa.
You did it, girl.
Happy 516.
Happy S16. Like. And you still wrote happy. It's like by the time you got to sweet, you're like, I gotta go.
I got a pizza in the oven.
I started the pizza. I gotta go. I can't. There's no time.
And like getting ready, it was basically like she was getting ready for her wedding. And like they were putting the dress on and they were all stressing out.
Oh my God.
And I go walking in the room and I'm like,
No, you were making trouble.
I was like, what, you guys didn't leave yet? And all
you're
of
not
a sudden,
done yet.
Sue just goes like, Joey! Get out!
Joey, get out of the room! And then, like...
It's like, just walk away. Just walk away.
All the girls the whole day were like... They were like, Grace, did you take a shower? Did you put your hair up? And I'm like, oh, I'm going to put my dress on. That's, like, all I'm going to do. Like, oh, I don't think... Okay, I guess I'll put on mascara.
It wasn't your party.
No,
but,
of course not. Yeah, but they were asking me, and I was like, I'm ready. Like,
yeah, everybody that was getting ready for the party was definitely doing it up, and you were just throwing a dress on.
That's how I do it. And everyone's like, how you do it? And I'm like, that's how.
So we saw some of our friends, which was really nice.
Mm-hmm.
We got to see a bunch of people. It was only one night that we were really free because we went back for the few days, and it was
such
all
a
for
short
the,
amount of time.
It was really all for the party, and it was a lot of getting ready and preparing. And if we didn't bring the camera, we were going to get our heads chopped off.
Yeah, we ended up going to Micro Center. So
yeah, no, trust me, it was stressful.
We won't
so we had
talk
to do a lot of
it.
Things. But we ended up seeing some of our friends, which was really nice. And
I hadn't been back to New York in a while. And
yeah.
You had only, it had been almost
been
a year
a, it,
for you.
It
but for
while.
Me, it
Over
was like two or three years.
Yeah. So it was really cool. We got all our friends together. We went to F and Groovin', very New York.
Hipstery, Long Island.
It could be. But
it's
it was
like the only cool place to
hang out.
It's more
like hippie than it is hipster.
Right. But it's like the only cool. What are you going to hang out at? Like Belmore Billiards? Like, no. What are you going to do? Exactly. If you're 20 something and you're not.
God, that place went downhill.
It went downhill?
Yeah, no. When they first started playing shows there, it was not that bad.
Yeah, you're right.
We brought the crowd and it was like nice because you got paid. But anyway, it brought them.
No,
they started getting the shittiest
I agree.
People there.
But it's hard to get a cool bar. Anyway, but Efren Groven's a cool place. We went there and. We hung out with all our friends and, you know, nobody had really seen us since we'd gotten married or since we'd even been together. So it was nice to,
we shared our new life that we have here with our friends back in New York and it was really nice. And we spent the whole night just making every joke imaginable. Like we were
extremely loud.
Including ourselves and friends. We all left like in pain from laughing. Mm-hmm. We laughed till it hurt. Mm-hmm. And it was, it felt nice.
That's the best way to be.
I missed that audience because I have these new friends here and it's like they're still getting to know me and like that's like a built in, they know me so well in New York and it's like I could say anything and they know right where my mind is. Mm-hmm. And that's how it is with you. And,
yeah.
Which is really nice. But it was like it was basically like broadening that and
it's
together,
true because you have a history of jokes with people and that's what I was saying. Like you have to, you know, you can build on things with people and things like that. And we were also just like dispelling the awkwardness. We're like, okay, yeah, you know,
this could
here,
be weird, but
and
it's
we
not.
Had exes there and things like that. And it was just like, okay, let's just be adults. Like, oh yeah, we got married and let's just talk about it. Also, like we were with different people like just a few months ago. Like this is not that weird. Let's
but
just,
like it's life. We're humans. We're grown adults.
Yeah, I'm exaggerating, but it's true.
If you can't handle that, then you know, we won't be friends. We won't be in each other's lives. But if you do want to, then we do. And we had some friends that like were a little weird and stuff that didn't come out.
Didn't
but everybody
out.
That came out were fantastic.
Exactly.
And we had a great time. And
we
don't
it was
regret
amazing.
It for a second.
All the people who came out, like we appreciate it. And we even if it was just for a little bit, like we had people who just wanted to see us. And that means so much to me because
I
lived on my own so many different places. And just to think that you want to take the time out just to spend time with me for a little bit is nice and it's special. And it was, and then for people to show their support and happy for us to get married and live in a cool place and for us to be happy. It was good.
It was nice.
And then we played Trails to Rails.
It was sweet.
And
it was
Joe
a sweet
said
16.
He lost or Joe
I
said he won. But
totally
he,
won that
he didn't
game.
Because the game, no, the game wasn't over.
Okay, it wasn't over, but it was nearly over. And
so,
I was far and above everybody else. We're not arguing about this.
We're not arguing at all. I'm just stating the facts. That's all. Go ahead.
Let's see. What else did we talk? So we're back in New York. And we're driving, and my dad picked us up from the airport.
Yes.
And on the drive from the airport home, which is only like 20 minutes, I think we've talked about Denver traffic before, and it's mostly just because
people
go super slow. And it's like they have nowhere to be. No one has a job. No one has nowhere to be. That's the joke. But we're driving in New York, and we're just flying down the southern state, and everybody's just whizzing past us, and it's like everyone's cutting everybody off.
Giving the finger,
and
like
we were,
honking, and we're like, yeah.
We were just like, my people.
We're coming out like the Undertaker, like, burn.
This is our people.
These are our people.
These are the people that need to be driving all the time because I want to go where I want to go at a decent speed. I don't want to take my time.
No. And then, like, at one point, we were trying to pull onto Newbridge Road, which is, like, a death trap. And, like, girl.
We couldn't get onto it.
No, we couldn't get onto it. And I was like, damn it. And I was like, yeah.
I was like, I've been driving Denver almost 2 years now, and I'm almost getting passive because of it.
It's ridiculous. We're like, what are all these people doing? Don't they know about the right of way?
No.
Come
but
on.
People also don't drive correctly here. Everybody's too cautious and nice. And it's like they let everybody go,
freaking
but
terrible.
That creates traffic. So it's, like, annoying.
So that was exciting to be at the cusp of death.
It was nice to have aggressive, fast drivers again,
yeah.
Which is like weird. Nobody wants that.
Give me 16-year-old Jewish girls who just bought a BMW last week any fucking day.
Flying through.
Yeah, please.
We went to the beach, which we don't have here.
No, did you guys know that there's no beach in Colorado?
We are furthest from the beach than I think we possibly could be. Maybe Kansas is slightly more.
Well, the center, that was the halfway point.
We are.
He and I
furthest from ocean that we could possibly be at this point, which is, you know, whatever. We love the mountains. We love where we live. But there is a little element of me that, like, I'm like, I do miss the beach.
We do. And I grew up, you know, in Florida, not on the coast, but at least an hour away from the beach. And Joe would be in Long Island and he would be near the coast. So we hadn't seen the ocean.
It's
so
on Long Island, all right?
Yeah, whatever. The incorrect way would be to say on Long Island.
That is the correct way.
No.
I'm on an island.
Also, when you're in a line, not on a line, it's not something you're atop, you're within it. It's in line.
I'm online.
No, stupid. No. You don't even talk like you have an accent.
I'm on Long Island.
I'm
online at Long Island. I'm online.
I'm on Long Island.
I'm online at Figarelli's on Long Island.
I'm trying to get into fucking Borello's. I don't. Never mind. I'm just going to start cursing. So anyway, we were at the beach. Thank you. We were at the beach and we were just walking around. It was kind of like gray and dark outside. And there were, of course, seagulls scattered about the shore.
You know, stomping around.
Just,
you know,
stomping
seagulls.
You know, stomping seagulls.
They're like.
No, so. Go.
I was going to say like rampage. Like the animals that break the buildings. But it's like seagulls that are like stomping on
what
buildings.
What animals break the buildings? What are you talking
in
about?
In Rampage,
oh,
the game.
Oh, Rampage, the game. Okay, okay, I got you. Okay, yeah, no. We haven't done this. I'm just going to start
beach.
Sidetracking. So beach. So beach. We were looking at the
beach.
Seagulls and the shore.
Beach.
They continued chanting
beach
for 10 minutes.
Beach.
For no one. And we looked over and we're like, oh, God, seagulls, assholes. And then we noticed
yeah,
they
are
they
the
were,
assholes of birds.
They
really are.
But they were like moving their legs like back and forth as if they were like
running in
moonwalking
place.
Moonwalking or running in place
yeah.
or something. And we're like, oh, God, like, what are they doing?
And
like,
I've never seen that
never
before.
Seen this. I lived by the ocean my whole life. Joe's been to the ocean like his whole
yeah.
life. I don't understand. And we lived on Long Island, I don't understand how this is like a thing we didn't see.
I've never seen it. And
so
all
then
of
we
sudden,
looked it up. We're like,
we
what the fuck is this?
All of them were doing it. It
yeah.
wasn't just this one like
no,
weird
we're like,
bird.
What's weird with this one bird?
And we were walking and they were all doing it. They're just kind of like. Like I don't know. Like
we'll put up a video of it.
Well, she referenced it because when cats like to like mush their like pillows or whatever,
their paws in the pillow or the blanket.
You call it making biscuits.
They like make biscuits, yeah, because they're like kneading the dough. That's
yeah,
what they say.
That's so. Like we were saying, seagulls are making biscuits.
Seagulls
in the sand
making,
biscuits.
Seagulls in the sand making biscuits now. And because we have a song for Snickers, we go, Snickers in the bed, making biscuits, biscuits, sneaking, making biscuits on the sheets.
I like how it's like, we have a song. Like, that isn't already a song.
It's not. Nobody ever thought of that before. That's the original.
No one knew. No, like, that's an original melody.
How does somebody else? Yeah.
No, no one's ever said
no
that
one's
before.
Ever sang something similar to that ever before.
So the seagulls were in the sand making biscuits. And it was really weird. And then we, like, looked it up. And apparently it's called worm charming.
Yeah. They charm the worms.
I've
but like
never heard of it. I've never seen it. And it was like out of nowhere. And they were all doing it.
Yeah.
And it looks gross.
It's disgusting. It's if you reference one of our first podcasts, we talk about squirrels walking. And it looks really, really.
It's
so unnatural. And the seagulls are just like, we have to put up a video
yeah,
of
we'll
it. And they're like moving their legs. And we're like, oh, God, what the hell are they doing? Anyway. So, yeah, that was definitely a thing.
Another video, the robot dog. We referenced that with Matt Payne.
We talked to Matt Payne about that. There's this video. I guess it's a super high tech robot dog that the Marines or somebody made, and it's a robotic dog that can go into like warfare and weapons. And
I thought it was super interesting.
He was like, "This is interesting," and I showed him because I thought it looked really weird because his legs were like bent backwards. And yes, he does look like a dog, but. There's that uncanny valley of where something isn't normal about something.
Yeah, you get freaked out by things pretty easily. Like, you think things are gross pretty
sort
easily.
Of.
You're like, ooh, ugh, what is that?
Yeah.
Pretty often.
Because I'm a normal person.
But the dogs in the video, the robot dogs, are cool. They're like, but I guess they could look a little weird. But the funniest thing about it is to test out, like, its, like, reaction. The robots, they kick the robot dog.
The people.
And watch it, like, almost fall and then it catches its balance and it starts walking again, which is phenomenal scientifically, but they keep doing it and the video just keeps going.
It's just a video just and everyone's
this
kicking this dog.
Robot dog.
And everyone's like, oh, it doesn't fall over. So I was like, this video is so weird. And then they're like, oh, we kicked it. We kicked the dog to show it doesn't fall over. And people were like, yeah, I'm like, what's the ad for that? Like, you know, when you kick a normal dog and it falls over, when you kick this dog, it's not going to fall over.
Check out this dog. He don't fall over when you kick him.
Shit, I can kick this dog all day. God damn it, finally.
I can't wait to go home and kick my dog.
I can't wait to go home and kick my normal shitty dog that's going to fall over and cry. I can't wait to kick this robot dog. He don't fall over. He's a real dog. Yeah. And also, like, I don't understand why this robot has to be a dog. They're like, you know what should sneak into these, like, enemy territories? Like, a dog. And they're like, yeah, he's man's best friend. It's fine. Everyone will accept him.
I still think the robots were really cool.
Short circuit for dogs.
Short circuit. Or that? No, that's Chappie. Chaffee. The new movie.
It is not
Short Circuit 3. And then Chappie. it's like colon Chappie.
Chappie with a P.
Chappie,
like Charlie Chaplin. I thought that this movie was about Charlie Chaplin without knowing anything about it. And just based on the title, like Chappie, that was his nickname, Chappie.
Oh, see, I saw a picture and it was a robot. And
then I didn't see any pictures. Everybody
keeps referencing it. And I'm like, it sounds like Short Circuit 3. with Steve Guttenberg.
That movie scared me when I was a little kid.
Really?
Yeah, it did. I remember I saw it like
Donnie Vive.
No, I don't know why, but I guess I am kind of weirded out by weird things.
He's such a nice guy.
I was a little kid and I just like didn't like the way the robot looked.
We were just talking about the scary scene in Willy Wonka that just terrified me.
Yeah, the tunnel scene.
No, no, where we're going. Oh God, it's so scary. We just watched it now.
It is scary. It's more or less creepy. Not like. It is scary. It was scary the first time I saw it, and I remember seeing it and seeing like
the chicken. We just watched it now, and it still freaks me out.
It is. You're right. It's freaky. It's scary. Well, everybody should go home and watch. Go home right now in your home, in your Watership Down in your house. Go watch Watership Down and tell me that's not the most fucked up movie you've ever seen.
It's so messed up. So, it's not a kid's movie.
No, it's definitely not. And it's an adult book about World War II, but everybody, since it's a cartoon, thinks it's a children's book.
So let's talk about how we went through customs twice voluntarily.
You know how everybody loves going through security at the airport? Well, we did that twice.
But like not twice as in normal, like going through
like,
it.
Like, oh, and then we have to do it twice. It,
like the next time you fly.
We opted to do it a second time voluntarily.
So at the Denver airport, when you go through security, you go down into this tunnel and you have to take a train from one gate to the next. But we were going down the stairs and we were going to the train. After going through customs.
Easily.
Going through, taking your shoes off, putting the bags through.
Painless.
All that stuff. So we go down. But that wasn't the fact that it was painless. It was just like that we went through fairly quickly. But still, we went through security, which no one likes to do.
Right.
And everyone complains about. We got there really early. And we're going down the stairs. And he's like, oh my God, I want those chocolate pretzels. Which we legitimately only found in the airport.
Yeah, we traveled so much and we only found them in the airport.
And she really liked them. So I was like, all right, I'll just run back up and get them. And so we went back up the escalator and went back to the store. And then the only way to get back down to the tunnel is to go through customs again. So we get back online. They check our passports. They stamp our tickets. We go through, take the shoes off.
No, but this time, the reason I say painless is because, yeah, the other time we went through, the second time, was like I had to go through the x-ray machine twice.
It wasn't that bad.
They held me. It wasn't a big deal, but I'm just saying it was.
It was slightly more inconvenient than the first time.
Right, but it wasn't a big deal at all.
But it was just funny that
it was ridiculous.
We did this task that everybody dreads voluntarily more than once.
Yeah, we were for pretzels that we didn't even get.
They didn't have the pretzels.
No, they didn't even have the pretzels.
They didn't have the pretzels.
They didn't have the pretzels.
I forgot that beautiful detail.
I know. That was the best part. We went there.
And then they did have them in New York.
Yeah, we found them
at the airport in New York. Apparently, these airport pretzels, they are fantastic.
They're
delicious. We got two bags, and they were expensive, but they're just
so good.
Oh,
my God. They're like $12 for two bags.
Because you know what it is? It's Snyder's pretzels with Hershey's chocolate.
Mm.
And it's like two of the best of what they do.
You know, salt and sweet.
So my dad's awesome.
So my
dad's... Do you have awesome dads out there?
Crickets.
Damn it. So,
you don't want to ask. Never
mind. So I got to hang out with my dad, which hasn't been since the summer.
His dad's a typical Long Island dad. He's the best.
And I love him. And I love my whole family. But like, I definitely get my storytelling and the way that I want to always, I don't know, tell the way I want to tell stories and just my humor. A lot of it came from my dad too. And it's just now being an adult and like, you know, living away from him for a while now and going back, like I get to really experience him as himself, as a person. And it's so funny because he's also getting older and he's having more old.
Weird.
Like not old man tendencies, but like just dads.
Dad tendencies. Like they like telling dads. Stories. Like, they repeat themselves. They talk a lot. But I do that
it's
too.
It's just so funny. And like, but like the way he gets so passionate about like just calling Sprint, and he's just like, Joey, you're gonna love this one.
But we do, and I'm like, yeah, like,
you're gonna love this one. All right, listen to this.
Listen
so I'm
to
calling
this.
Sprint, and they're like, oh, I'm gonna record you for your. And he's like, well, I'm gonna record you too. And he's like, I'm gonna get my deal out of you, and that's that. And he's like, and I'm gonna
and
keep calling
me, yeah.
until I get the deal. And he's like, and guess what? I got the deal.
he's like, oh, they told me this price, and I'm like, oh, we're not doing that. I don't care what you say. We're not. You can call my house every day, but I'm not paying that.
He gets such joy out of like swindling like companies. Like the electric company
yeah.
and the phone company.
And then like you told him like the story of like one of the stories where I called somebody and like got a deal out of it. And he's like, oh, you can't beat that.
You can't beat that.
He's like, Joe's like, that. Oh, I make her call everybody. Because I do. I'll call people and I'll rationalize and I'll argue and I'll bargain.
Joey, I just want to call you and let you know I'm still your dad. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Have a safe flight to New York. this is your dad. Have a good one. I'm letting you know.
Oh, God.
And then he sends you a text like, did you get my message where I said I was still your dad?
Sending
he
a
never
message,
said this. I
sending
just,
a text message
he was
to
listening
say,
to
did
a
you get my voicemail?
Did you, if you didn't, this is what it said.
Me and Joe Payne originally wanted to start a Twitter called Text My Dad Sends. And it was like...
That's a Pete Holmes joke.
Because,
well, voicemails.
No, it's not.
The voicemails he does. The voicemails from his
oh,
dad.
Oh, right. Well, that
sorry,
was...
Sorry,
we
I
came
didn't
up
mean
with
to
before,
interrupt.
Though.
Of course you did. I know. I was making
it
the
was
reference.
Like years ago when I first got my cell phone and Joe Payne had his... And his dad got one and my dad got
yes.
one. And like they first started texting. It was the best thing.
Oh my God.
Because it was just like one word things and like poorly spelled things. It was amazing. And
of course.
I still wish we would have done that because it was so funny. When we every time we read it, I'd be like, wait, Joe, check out this text I got.
I know.
And it was always like our dad sent us the best text.
My grandma's always like, she's like, well, if you don't get in touch with me, I know how to text. You can just text me. I'm like, I'm not texting you. She's like, no, you can let me know. I'll do it. I'm like, I'm not texting you. She's always like, she needs to prepare to send me an email. I'm not going to text her. Like,
right.
This is not going to be okay. Dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun. What about when the pizza in the oven?
So we have all of these typical New York, Brooklyn, like Long Island characters. And one of them is like, I made up this character who's like from Brooklyn, but he like tries to have like math problems. And he tries to like come up with math problems. He's like, all right, so I'm leaving JFK at 5 o'clock. I'm going to land in Denver at 7 o'clock. What time do I put the pizza in the oven?
That's like, how he gauges time.
And then he's like, the Yankees are losing 20 to 50. They're the fucking Boston Red Sox. I got to get back on the train at 5 o'clock. My tickets are going to be done soon. What time do I put the pizza in the oven?
When do I put the pizza in the oven?
That's always, the only question.
That's the end of the
how
question
do you even
every
figure,
time.
It's like, is it, but in that tense. In that tense, the answer is always the same.
Right.
It's like always what time, whenever you want it, when the oven is done preheating. Like that's it's
when you
all
put the
relative.
Pizza in the oven. I guess at like 6 o'clock.
Whenever. And then it's like.
It's always a time.
Also, like, why are you putting a pizza in the oven when you're going from one destination to another? Like, where is the pizza going? Do you have an oven on the
why
plane?
Why are you putting a pizza in the oven?
Put
you
the
have
oven,
somewhere
yeah.
to be.
Put the oven in the pizza when you get home. Put the pizza
put
in
the oven in
put
the pizza.
Put the oven in the pizza when you get home. It is tasty.
Come on,
ginger.
Come on. Come on.
Let me talk about how you cannot say anything ever either. It is taste like ginger.
It is taste like ginger.
Did we? Oh. Aw, oy vey, my car. Thank you so much for listening.
Oy vey, my car was we were driving in Denver, and we're in Denver. And there's not a lot of Jewish people around here.
No, not at all.
Which is one thing that we did in New York. We went, made sure we went to a deli.
Latkes.
And we got the latkes and the
knishes.
The corned beef and the chopped liver. Mm. Oh, it was fun. It was amazing.
God.
Pastrami King. Oh, boy.
The pastrami. Jerry Pastrami no. King Lawler.
And so we're driving and we're in Denver. And we pass a guy who just so happens to have one of those big black, like, top hat looking things.
Yeah,
that
he wasn't Jewish,
Jews
but he
wear.
Had a hat on.
And he was cleaning his car, and I'm just like leaning over. I'm like, oy vey, my God.
Oy vey, my God.
And Grace laughed for about 20 minutes straight. she lived with a Jewish family for a while, so it was like a callback to her living
to my,
in New York.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening.
We love everybody.
We should have some
all
guests on soon.
We will, yeah. We've been out of the loop. We haven't done it in like 3 weeks, but we will definitely be back onto a mostly weekly podcast. So please stick around and listen for more guests that are going to be coming on soon. We'll put up some of these videos we spoke about.
Yes. And thanks for listening, and I hope everyone's doing all right. And happy April soon.
I guess. Well, yeah. No. Yeah? No.
Yeah.
Back to New York, too late to rest.
My burial with the father.
I'm so sorry for your lots. What, you guys didn't leave yet?